Hare Krishna means the addressing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, calling out to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his eternal consort, his personification of his pleasure potency. In Sanskrit, which is called Ladini Shakti. You have seen our deities, Radha and Krishna. Here is the picture. Here is Krishna, and that's the picture of Srimati Radharani. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the supreme energetic, and Srimati Radharani is his energy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is omnipotent or all-powerful. He has inconceivable potency. His potency is so great that he can do all kinds of wonderful things. He can say, let there be light, and there was light. He can just glance and the whole material creation becomes manifest. And through his glance, all of us, all the living entities, have come to this material nature. Just through his glance. That is how powerful he is. And we are seeing, when you look at the night sky, we see that so many stars and planets are floating in the space. Now, how is it possible for something to float in the space? Like an aircraft goes up in the sky and floats in the sky and moves in the sky, but what an incredible amount of energy is required for that. How does the aeroplane fly? There are some very powerful engines. Those engines actually make the aircraft float. So what an incredible amount of energy is needed just for a small little aircraft to fly. Now consider all these planets. This Earth planet, where is it? This Earth planet. Is the Earth flat or round? It's round. It's like a ball. And where is the Earth? It's in the space. And the Earth is static, and static in the sense it's floating, and it's moving around the sun. I'm sure everybody knows that. And then there is sun. Huge. So many million times larger than the sun, than the Earth. And then there are so many stars and planets. Compared to many of those stars, sun is just like a tiny spot. That is how inconceivable this creation is. And it's all floating in the space. Now, who is making it happen? Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. When you say Krishna, we don't just mean some Indian person. Krishna is God. Like, God doesn't need any name, but still his devotees like to address him in a certain way, according to his potency and according to his activities. Like his potency, we can see how according to his power, he is called. Like in German also, you call, address God in the Christian way of calling him is Allmächtig or Omnipotent. Latin expression is Omnipotent. Omnipotent means all-powerful. Now, who is all-powerful? God. You said Krishna, fine. Just as omnipotence means all-powerful, Krishna in Sanskrit means all-attractive. All-attractive. Just as God is all-powerful, God is all-knowing, similarly God is also all-attractive. And the Sanskrit expression for all-attractive is Krishna. Krish, there's the word Krishna is derived from the root word karshan, which means to attract. So one who attracts is Krishna. So Krishna attracts everyone, therefore he is all attractive. So his names are not his identity. His identity is that he is God. But his names are indication of his qualities. Just as I mentioned in Latin, in Bible you find God is addressed as omnipotent, omniscient. Or he is addressed as the Supreme Father. So similarly, in Sanskrit, he has many such names according to his qualities and according to his activities. But he is the Supreme Personality, who is the Supreme Creator and who is the Supreme Maintainer. Now, who created everything? God created everything. Now, when we have the opportunity to get to know about him, it is important that we take advantage of that opportunity. These opportunities are available, especially when God himself comes and speaks about himself. And he did that. He came here. He comes from time to time. Just like a king from time to time visits the prison, God also visits this place, which is like a prison. And we are the prisoners. So the king comes and sees the prison. And when he comes, then the prisoners get an opportunity to see the king and surrender to him by recognizing, oh, he is the king, so let me surrender to him. And they have an opportunity to tell the king, I'm sorry that I committed the crime, please forgive me. And then what the king does? King says, okay, you don't have to suffer in the prison, you can be released. Can the king say that? So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can also release the prisoners when they surrender unto him. So 5,000 years ago, he came and he displayed his wonderful pastimes, his wonderful activities. And those who were present here at that time, they could see that, oh, he is so wonderful. Like, how will you feel if you see that somebody just lifted the Alps, or what is the highest mountain in Alps? Okay, Mont Blanc maybe. So somebody, if you get the news, if you get to hear that somebody just lifted the Mont Blanc, how will you feel? Won't you feel awestruck? And he will not only lifted it with his left hand. Not only he lifted it with his left hand, he lifted it on the little finger of his left hand. And he kept it holding for 7 days. How will you feel? Yeah, you'll feel fascinated, isn't it? You'll feel awestruck. You'll feel wunderbar, isn't it? So this is how the Lord came and performed his pastimes. Now tell me, a person who makes all the stars and planets are floating in the space, the person who makes all the stars and planets float in the space, for him is it difficult to lift a mountain? No. But for us it is. Because we are so tiny that what to speak of a mountain, if somebody lifts a table with his little finger and holds it for 7 minutes, we'll feel awestruck. Isn't it? So this is how the Lord comes and enacts his activities or pastimes here so that we can recognize how great he is. And when we recognize how great he is, then we naturally feel like surrendering unto him. So that's why the Lord comes and displays his activities and pastimes. And he tells us how to get out of this material nature. He tells us a very, very simple way to mitigate all our sufferings. You may think, oh, material nature is so wonderful. There is so much fun. I have a nice car, I have a nice house, I have a beautiful family. So I'm so happy. So this place is so wonderful. And you feel that, well, I don't want to leave this place. I want to always be here. But can anybody be here all the time? And can anyone have these facilities of enjoyment for all the time? Right? A time comes when one becomes distressed. A person may be very, very comfortably situated, but what happens all of a sudden if he gets cancer? What happens? His whole world actually crumbles. Or even even worse things can happen. Just today Malati was telling me, Malati Manjari, that she got the news that yesterday her cousin died. In an accident. She was young, she was of her age. Then all of a sudden, just she's gone. Now, is it going to happen only to somebody else? Can't this thing happen to us? Can't we get cancer? Can't we meet with an accident? Can't we? It can happen with us. So this is the reality of this material nature. And anyone, when he thinks deeply, realizes that the enjoyments are so short-lasting. And the reality is suffering. So when we realize that our condition is suffering, or we are suffering here, then what do we naturally want to do? We want to get rid of this suffering. Now Krishna comes and gives us that message. That you surrender unto me and I will free you from all your sufferings. And this is why Krishna comes and displays his pastimes. He gives us the message that you come to me and I will take care of you. Just like the father and mother, don't they take care of their children? But if the children runs away from the father, then he will suffer. If the children runs away from the father and mother and becomes an orphan, what will be his condition? He'll be undergoing so many difficulties. But when he goes back to his father, and especially if his father is a very, very wealthy and influential and powerful person, what will be his situation like? Like, just consider, it may be a fairy tale, let's consider a fairy tale. There was a prince, and when the prince was a little baby, he got lost. When the prince was a little child, he got lost. And when he got lost, then what would be his condition? What was his condition? He was suffering. Just to get a little food, he had to beg from door to door. and people would treat him in a very, very harsh way. They will exploit him, they will abuse him. But then somebody comes and tells him that, look, you are actually a prince and he is your father. And he takes the prince back to the father. Then what will be the condition of the prince? Won't he become completely free from all his miseries and all his anxieties? Now in reality, that is our condition. That is what we are. Not only we are princes of a king, we are children of king, but we are the children of King of Kings, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And our condition is not that we got lost, but we deliberately rejected our father, said, we don't want you. We wanted to become independent. We decided that we won't take any help from my father, our father, but we'll become independent. I'll make all arrangements for myself. And the result is, we are struggling. Like a statistics was taken, the condition of, I won't mention the name of the country, but it's an European country. And the statistics was taken, like how was the condition of the people there? And the statistics was about 85% of the population was feeling miserable. And most of them had a very, very opulent situation. They're earning average about 7,000 euros a month. That is the average income. And still they were feeling that they didn't have enough. And they are miserable. So this is the state of affairs. From a distance it may appear that, well, everyone is so happy here. But you go and ask every individual, what will they say? I'm not happy. I wish I could have been something else. The house that I'm living in is not good enough. I wish I could be in a better house. The car that I have is not better, good one. I wish I had a better car. The salary I'm getting is not good enough. I wish I could get a better salary. And that is the condition of everyone in this world. A very rich man, he's one of the richest men in the world. When he was asked about his condition, and he mentioned that he didn't have enough. He didn't have enough. Although he had billions of dollars, but still he feels that he didn't have enough. Actually, what he meant is, he didn't have enough is that he realized that money cannot buy what he actually wanted. What he wanted, money cannot buy. Like, actually this person, I'll disclose his identity. He is considered to be the richest man in India. His name is B.K. Birla. And he is 84 years old now. He's the richest man in India. But look at what happened. His only son, a brilliant person, he actually expanded the family business five times, at the age of only 45. And he got cancer and he died. Now consider, what's the condition of the father? His only son, although he has an empire, not only in India, all over the world, his only son died. Now how does the father feel? Does all the money mean anything to him at that time? No. So what we actually want? We want to be in a situation where we can be perfectly happy. And Krishna comes and tells us, yes, it's possible. And Krishna's representatives come and they also repeat Krishna's words and say, yes, it is possible. You can be perfectly happy. Only thing that you have to do is you have to surrender to your Supreme Father. And when we surrender to the Supreme Father, then the Supreme Father takes us under His wings, under His shelter. Then all our miseries, all our sufferings are mitigated. When you read Krishna's pastimes, you will see how wonderful they were. Sometimes the demons would come. These demons were extremely powerful people. Some people can be very, very powerful with mystic power. Not muscular power or mental power, but with mystic power. With the mystic power, they can do all kinds of wonderful things. They can change their forms. They can become smaller than this. They can become very small. So small that they can enter through a keyhole. And they can become big. They can become so big that they can become as big as a mountain. These are called yoga siddhis. So demons become powerful with their yoga siddhis. They perform yogas, and as a result of practicing yoga and perfecting yoga, they achieve some power. And with this power, they become very powerful. And when one becomes very powerful, what happens? When people become powerful, they don't want to accept anybody more powerful than them. They don't even want to accept God. They say, why God? If there is God, then that's me. I am God. But they are actually demons. Those who deny God and want to be God themselves, they are not God, they are demons. And these demons, when God comes, they become very, very antagonistic to Him. And what they try? They try to kill God. And they try to harm God's favorite ones, dear ones, His devotees. So when Krishna was performing His pastimes in Vrindavan, these demons used to come, trying to kill Him. But Krishna killed them one after another. And then ultimately, as you know, Krishna arranged the battle of Kurukshetra. In the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna arranged that the devotees will be in one side and the demons will be on another side. And a battle was arranged, and in that battle, all the demons were destroyed. So in this way, Krishna comes to free this world from the demons and protect the devotees. That's what He broadcasted, that's what He told. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sangsthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. In order to establish dharma, and by, in order to protect the devotees and annihilate the demons, I come from time to time. So Krishna comes, and Krishna came, and Krishna will continue to. Now when Krishna comes, Krishna makes one thing very clear. If you side with me, if you are with me, you will win. If you go against me, no matter how powerful you are, and no matter how powerful the person you are taking shelter of is, you are going to lose. That's a very simple message that he passes. Side with me, you will win. Go against me, you will lose. So when he makes a proposal, what should be the intelligent thing to do? Side with him. And siding with him means surrender unto him. And that's what Krishna is suggesting in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. Giving up all your nonsense, just surrender unto me. Then I will take care of you. Don't worry about it. A simple message. Very simple message. Now the question is, how do we surrender unto Krishna? We surrender unto Krishna the way Krishna appears. 5,000 years ago, Krishna appeared as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then, 500 years ago, He again came. He came as a devotee. He didn't come as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came as a devotee of the Lord. But what was his message? His message was Krishna is God. Krishna himself came to teach us Krishna is God. And in this way, there he is inducing us, he is inspiring us, he is encouraging us to surrender unto Krishna. Krishna says, 5,000 years ago Krishna told, you surrender unto me. And 500 years back he came and again he reminded us, surrender unto Krishna. And when we surrender unto Krishna, then what happens? As Krishna assured, that we can become free from all anxiety. Now, you may think that, well, I don't really have to surrender. What Swamiji is saying, it's all very nice, but I have made all the arrangements. I'm fine. I have a nice situation, I have everything. Fine. If you feel that way, wonderful. You don't have to surrender now. But someday, when you are in difficulty, then surrender unto Krishna. If you can't surrender now, at least when you are in difficulty, please remember the words that I am telling now. And surrender unto Krishna at that time. If somebody comes with a gun and holds it on your head, then please remember Krishna and see what happens. And I tell you, many wonderful things happened. I'll give you some examples. I'll give you two examples that happened in Germany. In the early days, our center was actually in Hamburg. And in Hamburg, our devotees used to go out chanting the holy name. And often, sometimes they used to go at night to chant in the most sinful area. What is the most sinful area of Hamburg? Ripperbahn. So they were chanting, and there comes, you know, a huge person, giant, like a big man, and he was probably drunk, or I don't know what happened. He came to attack the devotees. This was long time ago. It was in early 70s. And the devotees were wondering what to do. Now to run away or confront the man. Somebody was even thinking that he will take the kartal and swing it. Hit him, because they didn't have anything to defend themselves. But the leader of the group said, just chant Nrisinga prayer. So they started to chant Namaste Narasinghaya. And the man was coming, charging, and as soon as they started to chant Nrisinga prayer, the man came about 4 or 5 feet away from them, and then something happened. His body just went up and fell flat on the ground. And, in St. Pauli and Ripperbahn area, two things are always available. Police and ambulance. So immediately an ambulance came. Very soon an ambulance came. There were people already gathered there. And they checked him. And they said that he had a massive heart attack. Now, tell me, was it a heart attack or something else? Lord Nrisingadev is real. Lord Nrisingadev takes care. Similarly, another thing happened. I think that happened somewhere in South. I just heard this story. One girl was distributing books, and one man just attacked her. It was a lonely kind of area. She was there, she was going door to door, and when she was going from one building to another, she was just attacked. And she didn't have any place to go. She was just cornered practically. And she started to chant. She took shelter of Nrisimhadeva and started to chant his holy name. And the man just stopped, turned around and walked away. So all these kinds of wonderful things happen to the devotees when they take shelter of Krishna. And that's why I was saying that you, if you feel that this is not the right time for you to surrender to Krishna, then whenever you are in very, very critical difficulty, remember these words and please take shelter of Krishna and see what happens. When there is no one to take care of, when there is no one to submit yourself to, please remember Krishna, take shelter. And you will see for yourself what actually happens. Krishna is real. We may not see him, but he is seeing us. Like as I was giving the example of a father. Now, what is our situation in relation to our father? Our situation is somewhat like that we are... bunch of children and we want to play. So while we are playing in the field, in the garden, we forgot the father. Don't the children forget the father? Forget everything else. They're so engrossed in their playing. They're happily playing with their friends. And then father is just sitting on a bench. When the little boy plays or girl plays with their friends, what do the father do? The father sits on the bench and watches. Right? And then it becomes dark, it becomes evening, it becomes dark. Everybody goes away, all the other friends gone away. Then the little child calls out to his father, "Daddy, Daddy, where are you?" So what does the daddy do at that time? He comes and picks up the child. He says, "Come, let's go home." So our condition is somewhat like that. In one way, of course, I say that it's like a prison house. Another way to look at it is that it is a beautiful garden. After all, it's our father's creation, so why it won't be beautiful? Om Purnamada Purnamidam. Whatever is created by Krishna is perfect and complete. This material nature also is perfect and complete. It's so beautiful. The other day I was driving through Switzerland and I was telling, we are driving to the Alps, and I was telling the Swiss devotee who was driving me that if this material nature, which is like a prison house, can be so beautiful, what must be Krishna's palace like? If the prison house is so beautiful, what will be Krishna's palace like? What will be Krishna's own place like? We can't even imagine how beautiful the spiritual sky is. It was when I was going to Ferienlager. I think I told you also. I landed in Geneva and I was going to the Alps where we had a Ferienlager for 1 week. And that's the thing, like it's so, Krishna's creation is so wonderful. So it's a beautiful garden Krishna created for us. And here we all are playing. Krishna has given us a chance to play. We are playing. But when it becomes dark, and when you realize that there's no one there, then what we should do? We can call out to the Father. Krishna, Krishna, please help me. Please take care of me. And he will. Because he's the Father. Who is more concerned, the son or the father? Is the son more concerned, a little child is more concerned about his father, or the father is more concerned about his child? The father is more concerned about the child. So now if we have a Supreme Father, we can really imagine how concerned he is about us. And that's why Prabhupada used to tell us that if you take one step towards Krishna, Krishna will take 1,000 steps to pick you up. Krishna's interest to take us back to the back to him is 1,000 times, million times more than our desire to go back to him. And he will act in that way. He is always waiting to take us back to him. Now, the question is, what do we need to do? What we have to do is simply chant his name. As I said, Daddy, Daddy, where are you? That's about all we have to say. Krishna, Krishna, where are you? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Krishna, Krishna, where are you? Krishna, please say, take me back to your lap. Krishna, please deliver me from my miserable condition here. I'm afraid, I'm worried. Yesterday someone was telling that, I think in Der Spiegel, there was a big article recently, last week, that the article was on angst, fear. How everybody in this world is in total anxiety today. So everyone is living in constant fear. Now when we are in such a fearful condition, what do? We try to get some shelter from somebody who will say, don't worry. Don't worry, I will take care. And there is somebody, I can assure you, I can guarantee you, there is somebody who is there to take care of you. And that is Krishna. Please take shelter of him. And the way to take shelter of him is just call out to him. You don't have to even come to the temple to call out to him. Probably you can come to the temple only on Sundays, many of you. So does it mean that you'll take shelter of Krishna only on Sundays? No. Krishna made arrangements. You can take shelter of him anytime, anywhere. All you have to do is just call out to him. Whether at your home, whether in the office or factory or school or college or university or in the playground or in prison house, wherever you are, you can simply call out to Krishna. Krishna, please take me back to you. Please deliver me from this difficult situation that I am in. And that is the meaning of chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
If you chant, then your life will be perfect. If you chant, well, I'll make a little correction to this statement. If you chant, then your life will be half perfect. The other half is the responsibility that you have to make others chant Hare Krishna. So these two is what constitutes the Yuga Dharma of this age. The perfect spiritual practice of this age is chant yourself with full conviction and make others also chant the holy name of the Lord by taking shelter of him. So that is why it is called Sankirtan. Sankirtan means perfect glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Perfect glorification. We glorify him and we also induce others to glorify him. Now the question is it a difficult process? No. Or should I ask you? I just said no. Let's see, what do you think? Is it a difficult process to chant the holy name of the Lord? Why are you thinking for so long? Or you're feeling shy? Germans are brave, they're not shy. So there's no need to feel shy about it. Chant the holy name of the Lord. Take shelter of your Supreme Father. You do not know how much He loves you. Because He loves you so much, that's why He is taking care of you all the time in so many wonderful ways. So just take shelter of His lotus feet and see for yourself what happens to you. Sometimes there is some fear, oh, if I want to become a devotee of Krishna, then I cannot do this, I cannot do that, or I have to do this. Don't worry about that. Just chant the holy name. Everything else is secondary. Krishna is not standing with a notebook and pen taking notes how many times you went off. No, Krishna is not taking care. Krishna is not worried about the mistakes you are making. Krishna is simply concerned about how much you are surrendering yourself to Him. It is not that first we have to become sinless and then we have to become a devotee. Then you have to chant the holy name. No. You can chant the holy name in whichever condition you may be in. Don't worry. Krishna will take care. If the child is dirty, does the mother care? Does the mother think that, well, let the child first become clean and then I'll pick him on my lap? No. Rather the mother, no matter how dirty the child is, the mother picks up the child, cleans him, cleans the baby, cleans the child herself. So if we have some defects, Krishna will cover them. Don't worry about that. Just take shelter of Krishna and He will take care of you in all respects. Don't worry about it. So that's how wonderful, that's how easy this process is. You can chant anytime, anywhere. If you don't have time, when you are going to your work, or when you are doing your household chores, you can chant. When you are cooking, you can chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Is it difficult? Or when you are driving your car, you can chant Hare Krishna, but don't chant on your bead. I tell devotees not to drive and chant in beads. Sometimes devotees have a anxiety how to finish 16 rounds. And they try to get all kinds of times to finish their rounds. But don't worry, at least when you are driving, don't risk it, because just as I mentioned, only today we got to know that someone who was quite known to us left her body in a motor, in an accident. So why risk it? Keep both hands free. Keep both hands on your steering wheel while driving. Make it a point. And chant. You can chant with your mouth and you can hear with your ears. That's about all that is needed. Tongue to chant and ears to hear. You don't need your hands all the time to chant. Not that we have to always keep count. If you just chant, Krishna will be happy. In this respect, I'll give you an example that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself has set. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the toilet one morning and the devotee saw that he was biting onto his tongue with his teeth. Like that. So everybody asked, what happened? Why are you biting onto your tongue? Then Mahaprabhu said, see, I was in a dirty place. And even in the dirty place, my tongue was chanting the holy name. I couldn't stop my tongue from chanting. So that's why I'm holding onto my tongue. So that my tongue doesn't chant in a dirty place. There was a 5-year-old boy. His name was Gopal. So when Mahaprabhu said that, Gopal just asked a simple question. He asked Mahaprabhu, if the time comes to leave the body in a dirty place, should we chant the holy name? And Mahaprabhu said, yes. Today I learned something from Gopal. And from that time, this little boy, 5-year-old boy, got the name Gopal Guru. Gopal Guru Goswami. Because Mahaprabhu accepted him as his guru. Because he learned something from Gopal. So in this way, Mahaprabhu reminded us that we can chant the holy name anywhere, at any time, under any circumstances. Naam naam akari bahudha nija sarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kala. Krishna has invested his entire potency in the holy name. And there are innumerable names, and in each name Krishna has invested his entire potency. Entire potency means, if Krishna's entire potency is in the holy name, that means Krishna himself is in the holy name. So name of Krishna is Krishna himself. And there is no restriction of chanting this holy name of time, place and circumstance. Anytime, anywhere, under any circumstances, we can chant the holy name. Does the father make any condition for his son to call out to him? Does the father say that only when you are clean you can call me father? Does he make any condition like that? No. Because of his love for his son, he is happy to hear him call out to him any time. And that is the condition that Krishna is given us. We can call him any time, anywhere, under any circumstance. And as soon as we call him, he will be there for us. That is the assurance that he has given. Hare Krishna. Harinam Mahamantra ki, Harinam Sankirtan Mahayagya ki, Jugadharma Harinam Sankirtan ki, Sankirtan Pravartak Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. The spreading of Sankirtan movement all over the world, Srila Prabhupada ki. And Srila Prabhupada's wonderful followers, all glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to the assembled devotees.
Hare Krishna.
Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna.